Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. You don't see many elaborate Greek Revival homes in Texas, which is why the Sebastopol House in Seguin draws hundreds of visitors each year to its doors. Georgia Ruiz Davis is Sebastopol site manager.
The house is significant because of the construction method used to build it. It's a poured-in-place, unreinforced limecrete, which is an early form of concrete. It's the best surviving example of that type of construction in the American Southwest.
Built in 1856, the home celebrates its 150th anniversary this month with a tribute to those who made it a memorable site.
Our focus will be a celebration of the house itself, but also of the people who've passed through there. We want to make it a warm celebration. Anything that we can do to kind of foster the relationship between the house and the community, the surrounding communities, is one of our main goals.
Special guests plus unique exhibits round out the afternoon's festivities.
There will be a brief program. There are representatives from the families who've lived in the house. We've got refreshments, and we also have an exhibit called Remember Me. We're using a few objects to tie in the lives of the folks who lived in the house with their place in history.
Sebastopol's 150th anniversary celebration takes place tomorrow from 4 to 6. The Remember Me exhibit runs through May. That's our show for today, with research and writing help from Lauren Seeger. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.